be a good ending. It's just not going to be. There's no way people could have survived the swiftness of the water.
At least 50 people have been confirmed dead. There are many unaccounted for still, including some young girls from a Christian summer camp. The American Party is officially the newest political party formed by Elon Musk. Political analyst Larry Sabato says he's waiting for a third party to make a difference and last, something that did happen when the Republican Party replaced the Whigs in the 1850s.
Maybe Musk thinks he has another Abraham Lincoln available for him to run.
President Trump's putting countries on notice about getting a trade deal with the U.S. by this Wednesday or face new higher tariff rates.
I signed some letters and they'll go out on Monday, probably 12.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacy Lynn.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Barr. If you're spending more time outside this holiday weekend, experts are warning about a new breed of tick and the bizarre allergy it can spread with just one bite. It's known as the Lone Star tick, and the bug is finding its way to Wisconsin from the southeast part of the country. Doctors with Mayo Clinic say they're already starting to see more patients with what's known as alpha-gal syndrome. It's an allergy to red meat after being bit by this type of tick. And these ticks aren't just in the woods.
You go back 30 years ago and you'd think of, a hunter, an avid hiker out in the woods. Now we're starting to see ticks pop up sometimes in backyards in suburban areas and stuff like that. And that's a concern.
PJ Leash is an entomologist at the UW Insect Diagnostic Lab. And though this new tick is spreading, he still considers Lyme disease from a deer tick the bigger concern. Leash also suggests using insect spray, wearing long sleeves and pants, and always checking for ticks after spending time outside. Are you noticing farmers spending more time outside working in the fields? The weather in some parts of the state is challenging and may not mean all the corn crops are knee-high by the 4th of July. The latest crop report shows farmers across Wisconsin had just 3.5 days with workable conditions during the last week. And did you know our state is ranked second for having the most organic farms in the country? Officials with Naturally Wisconsin and the Food Finance Institute are starting a new program to support those efforts and say there's also growing consumer demand for natural, healthy, and sustainable products. The group's already working with more than 800 food-focused entrepreneurs from all across the state. You can find more news anytime at civicmedia.us. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A comeback for the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, game 3 of the Brewers and Marlins series today. And back on the mound for Milwaukee is veteran right-hander Brandon Woodruff. It's been nearly 2 years since September of 2023 that he started a major league game, his last game in Miami. Woodruff back after surgery and setbacks in his throwing arm. Today's game, a rubber match, the Brewers losing to the Marlins yesterday, 4-2. Manager Pat Murphy after the loss.
Yeah, we had some opportunities today and didn't do it. Didn't get the big hit at the big time. Put some pressure on him, got the starter out of there. Credit goes to the Marlins. They're scrappy. They play hard. And we didn't do enough. It's hard to win a major league game. You got to stay after it. You got to get big hits. You got to perform with the men in third and one out. We didn't.
Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins had to leave that game with an injured left thumb, giving him a hard time holding a bat. Murphy says it could be at least a few days before Hoskins returns. The Brewers host the Dodgers tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine today and highs in the lower 80s. Our winds will remain on the light side. Overnight, mostly clear skies, lows of the upper 50s, close to 60 degrees. Sunshine, lower 80s on Monday. On Monday night and Tuesday, a chance of showers and storms. Right now, it's 70.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity. especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinere will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Good morning, everybody. The music is the star. I'm Lou Regani. And off we go on the shank of the summer. That's one of the prettiest words I know, summer. Think about it. Let's say it together, summer. Say it to me. We're outside. Days are longer. Relaxed pace of life. Vacations, spending time with others, huh? But wait, there's a reminder there. Time is fleeting. Oh, now I ruined it. No, I didn't, I just... Remember that the end of the year is only 6 months off. Or maybe I did ruin it. Didn't mean to, but it's all fact and reality. Carefree fun. You know what it is, though? It's largely memories of summer's past, isn't it? Nostalgia. I love nostalgia. The music of the stars. Now, we're on in most of the civic media radio network stations till high noon. The music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani. You're the best audience anywhere. Because you get it. See, when I think summer as far as music, I think of Michel Legrand. That's the guy. Michel the Great. Thank you. Yeah, see what I mean? Michel Legrand, 1955, and to do the honors, here's Bob Goulet.
Summertime, if you recall, we stopped beside a little flower stall. A bunch of bright forget-me-nots was all you let me buy you. Once upon a summertime, just like today, we laughed the happy afternoon away and stole a kiss in every street cafe. You were sweeter than the blossoms on the tree. I was as proud as any man could be. As if the mayor had offered me the key to Paris. Now another winter time has come and gone. The pigeons feeding in the square have flown. But I remember when the vespers chime, you loved me once upon a summer time. Summer smiles, the summer knows, and unashamed she sheds her clothes. The summer smooths the restless sky, and lovingly she warms the sand on which we lie. The summer knows, the summer's wise. She sees the doubts within your eyes, and so she takes her summer time, tells the moon to wait and the sun to twists the world round her summer finger, lets you see the wonder of it all. And if you've learned your lesson well, there's little more for her to tell. One last caress, it's time to dress for fall. Thank you.
that house up there, that was her house. And nothing from that first day I saw her, and no one that has happened to me since, has ever been as frightening and as confusing. For no person I've ever known has ever done more to make me feel more sure, more insecure, more important, and less significant.
In everyone's life, there's a summer of 42.
Music of the Stars. The Music of the Stars, that's Alan and Marilyn Bergman. No, the lyrics by Frank Sinatra, but that great music by Michel Legrand. It's just me, I suppose, but I can't help thinking of summer any time of the year when you hear the music of Michel Legrand. What a guy. Let's do a little tribute to him. And more music from that great artist. Here's more. And we'll talk about the Bergmans. Michel Legrand with Dingo. Thoughts about summer.
Now her gentle madness comes. See her in the games. Games that crazy summer plays, wearing funny names. She rules on high with giggles, with out-of-tune guffaws, tipping over reasoning, likes to break the laws. every loyal subject kneels, worshipping the now. Yeah, what's there to believe in? How about holy cow? You goody gumdrop lovers, intertwining hands, go talk about a future no one understands. Yeah, summer is forever, fall is just a myth. Old love you is eternal. So sing a song of gee whiz, what a guy he was. Had it all together, man, did it just because. Who's the one to say no use? You could buy a star. Interstellar summertime. Don't go that far.
We got an early start.
We're gonna have a ball.
We're gonna ride the surf.
And that ain't all.
Chalking our boards.
Chalking our boards.
While we're in school.
We're in school.
Now we're waxing our boards.
Waxing our boards.
At Balboa 2.
Nothing is greater than the sand surfing salt there. On record boards just as soon as we get there. Stack them in the sand while they're breaking just right. Yeah, we're surfing all day and we're swinging all night. Vacation is here. Beach party tonight. Nothing is greater than the sand surfing salt there. On record boards just as soon as we get there. Stack them in the sand while they're breaking just right. Yeah, we're surfing all day and we're swinging all night. Vacation is here. Beach party tonight. Vacation is here. Beach party tonight. Vacation is here. Beach party tonight.
Annette Funicello and Frankie Avalon, 1963.
Here's to the girls of the summer. Here's to the girls of the summer. Here's to them all, now that the fall has taken them all away. Here's to the songs of the season. Here's to the songs of the season. The music is gone, but the tune lingers on. Now that they've gone away. Love stays at best for a moment. Love stays at best for a moment. Fades like a smile after a while. Lovers will all go away. So here's to the girl of the summer. Here's to the girls of the summer, like the memories we own, they remain ours alone. Nothing can take them away. Like the memories we own, they remain ours alone. Nothing can take them away.
That's Rod McKeown. On the Music of the Stars, the Civic Media Radio Network. And Vic Damone, who almost played Johnny Fontaine, the Godfather One.
The boat rides we would take, the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell I rang to prove that I was strong, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that
of a faded summer love. The land and chills the breeze and touches with her hand the summer trees. Perhaps you'll understand what memories I own. There's a dance pavilion in the all shuttered down, a winding country lane, all russet brown, a frosty window pane shows me a town grown lame. I'm so alone. That dream of ours that started so April could come in view so early, early. So, darling, if you can, please let me know. I'll meet you anywhere. I miss you so. Let's never have to share another. Thank you.
wars that started. So April Heart, it seemed, made for just a boy and girl. I never dreamed, did you, any fall could come in view so early, early. So darling, if you care, won't you take the time to let me know I'll meet you anywhere. I miss you so, let's never have to share another early autumn. And the autumn wind brings them to the end of a faded summer love.
That was written by Ralph Burns. Woody Herman's pianist. You notice the sound of Gene Peerling in there from Milwaukee. Woody's from Milwaukee, of course. Woody did a four-part summer sequence. Recorded 1947. That's the Freshmen, of course. Gene Peerling wrote a lot of their stuff. Stan Getz on tenor saxophone. Lyrics by Johnny Mercer. Joe Stafford had the hit with that. Songs of the Summer. A lot of the fun regarding summer is because of our memories of summers long gone.
Old sweet songs on moonlight.
Doris Day with Paul Weston in the orchestra, and his music from Hollywood. Woody Herman, Summer Nights. Woody Herman, 1959, Summer Nights, A Man from Milwaukee.
Look out about the stairs. Isn't that silly? It was so easy, I just pulled out the nails. You know what? We can do this all summer.
Thank you. darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to call. When the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too, too darn hot. Baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squad, a Marine for his queen, a G.I. for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot.
Porter.
We had beautiful weather here for this weekend, mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 80s. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy, mild, with those temperatures dropping down into the mid-70s. Now, we've got some big changes here for the upcoming work week. Starting tomorrow, we're going to have a volcanic eruption right near Charlottesville, and it's going to make things rather toasty across the area. We're going to see lava spill out into central Virginia and make temperatures in Richmond at 350 degrees, Fredericksburg at 345, Charlottesville, the hot spot, at 400. Not as hot off towards the tidewater. A little bit more comfortable with highs near 100 degrees. The reason why, we're going to have tidal waves moving in ahead of this, a global superstorm developing off towards the Atlantic Ocean. This thing is headed our way. But the key to the forecast, right before this thing makes landfall, it is going to be deflected by Godzilla. Now, a lot can change between now and then. We're looking at the latest data. We'll continue to bring you the very latest. I do want to encourage you, though, that if you ever do see a sleeping coyote, do not wake it. bad idea. Okay, here's the forecast. Volcano 350 there for Monday. Global superstorm on Tuesday. We could see maybe about 200 inches of rainfall, wind gusts up to 1,000 miles an hour. Godzilla Wednesday, I'll be honest, I have no idea what's going to happen on that day. After that, though, how about this to finish off the work week? Low humidity, lots of sunshine, with highs in the upper 80s heading into next weekend.
It's too darn hot. It is too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And bitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And bitch the woo with my baby tonight. But brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up, the weather is sizzling hot. Mr. Pants, for romance is not. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Why, according to the Kinsey Report, every average man you know much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, why, a marine for his queen, why, a gob for his swab, G.I. for that cutie pie is not. Did you hear me say it's too darn hot? It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. Too darn hot. It's hot. Don't you know it's
Music of the Stars. Stand by for news and the real forecast, minus Godzilla.
Weather report. It say a front of warm air is moving in from...
Where?
Jamaica. Moderately high barometric pressure will cover the northeast and...
Where else?
The deep south. Small danger of...
What?
Fruit frost. Hot and humid nights can be expected.
St. Vincent 95. Guadalupe 97.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Catastrophic flooding in Central Texas caused at least 50 deaths. This man lives in Caraville. He and his wife held onto a tree in their yard as they tried to get help.
I literally pulled up my waterproof phone and started calling people, hey, get Swift Water Rescue to come get us because we are like in extremis. We are in bad shape.
A new documentary focuses on the American Revolution as the nation celebrates the 249th year since the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Filmmaker Ken Burns.
I think the American Revolution is the most important event since the birth of Christ in all of world history.
You can hear the full interview on today's edition of CBS's Face the Nation. There have been week-long celebrations in northern India for the 90th birthday of the Dalai Lama.